Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. Talk to you a little bit about what dismissive avoidant attachment styles tend to say when they're falling in love with somebody. And what's really interesting is I've had a lot of requests for this series, and all different attachment styles tend to have a different relationship to what falling in love actually feels like to them and the different internal experience they have accordingly. So, you know, because everything is very subjective in our lives based on our own internal subconscious programming, what you'll see is dismissive avoidants tend to have certain things that pop up when they're falling in love, namely in the form of fears. And so the filter of the way that they express their love through, or the filter they express their love through, the way this will sort of be depicted on the other end is that they'll communicate with some of these fears attached. So we're going to talk about some phrases that I've commonly heard in my client-based practice in the past, as well as things that different students have mentioned in the school and workshops, things like this, as they're really starting to develop strong feelings. And we'll really unpack what this is all about. So one of the first things is that dismissive avoidance will tend to communicate in like a distilled way. And I've had countless, literally countless conversations with DAs over the years who have said things like, you know, when I'm really unpacking their internal reality with them, who have said things like, oh, I feel like a tremendous amount of feelings towards somebody, but then they'll express themselves. And when they express themselves to that person, it's almost like that fear of vulnerability really like constricts the way that they express themselves. So in a client session with me, when there's no, you know, vulnerability towards their partner, and, you know, there's no like, you know, fears attached to me really, then I'll hear somebody say like, I'm really feeling feelings of love. Like I've never felt like this. I can't imagine myself like not having this person in my life. And I'm terrified of like the relationship failing in some way. And then they'll talk to me about how they express to their partner that they're really developing these strong feelings. And they'll say things like, I'm really happy in this relationship. And I'll be like, what about the things you told me? And they'll say things like, well, you know, I did say that to them. And what DAs are not realizing is this subconscious, again, lens that they tend to sort of almost express information through, because that lens consists of subconscious programming that entails the fear of vulnerability. Then it really gets like almost like a constrained expression of the external words. So one of the common phrases that you'll often hear dismissive avoidants say when they're starting to fall in love and really develop strong feelings is they'll actively talk about the relationship more. So they'll say things like, I'm really happy in this relationship. I feel really lucky to have you. And those tend to be very common phrases. Another big one that you'll see, oh, and by the way, if you are somebody of a different attachment style trying to figure out how to navigate your relationship with a dismissive avoidant, we have courses you can check out for free for 7 days and can literally get through that course in 7 days. And it's every attachment style with a DA and like all the things you'll need to know to really prepare you to be able to thrive in that relationship. And also in a way that allows you to get your needs met, you to feel seen and heard and connected and valued and appreciated and wanted in that relationship by sort of like executing on the roadmap that's there and knowing important tools that are going to be useful to show up in the relationship. So you can check that out using the link in the description box below. I also have a free attachment style quiz, by the way, that's on every single YouTube video if you ever want to check out where you're testing as an attachment style. So anyways, you'll hear things like, I'm really happy in this relationship. I feel really lucky to have you. I haven't felt like this before. This is another really common one for dismissive avoidance. And again, this is like, it's like, what is going on inside, or, you know, not being expressed to somebody that they're afraid to be vulnerable to because they feel like that person like has so much power over them because they feel so much towards that person. what you'll hear in a client session is something like, I definitely am in love with this person. And they won't say it. They won't go over the top and talk about this in a tremendous amount of detail. But they'll say it like, I feel feelings of love for sure. You know, they'll definitely more openly express. And then to their partner, they'll often say things like, I haven't felt like this before. So again, it's this very like distilled, it's almost like the reeled in version by 70%. They're almost like expressing 30% of their inner worlds. Because they don't tend to have over the top expression. Another thing you'll hear, especially as they're kind of more falling in love, is like, wow, I really enjoy our time together. And you'll often hear things like, I really look forward to seeing you. You know, I miss you when we're not together, or things like that. And those are all the, this for a DA is very vulnerable expression. And then one of the last things that you'll commonly hear is, I really don't want anything bad to happen. And it's because like dismissive avoidance in their history of programming, when they really felt attachment, they often felt neglect, and that neglect caused them to have to push somebody away as a strategy, to sort of feel like, okay, I'm back in control of how I feel, because just being open and vulnerable to somebody who's neglecting and rejecting me doesn't feel good. So they're stored subconscious associations relative to attachment are generally quite negative. And so sometimes when they start to really feel feelings, some of these underlying subconscious sort of previously dormant fears will pop up towards the surface. And this is where you'll hear a lot of like, I don't want anything bad to happen, because they're kind of seeing through that lens of like, I feel a lot and I know what comes next and it's not good. And so I start to sometimes express those fears. And these are generally, when you're hearing this with a partner, a really good time to talk about needs, to facilitate open and healthy communication, to try to work to understand each other better. Because when a DA feels like they can solve problems through communication, they actually see that, hey, a lot of these fears are actually solvable problems. But when that doesn't happen and there isn't a progression towards more vulnerable, but also types of communication that allow a problem to be worked through and resolved, then dismissive avoidance start to feel like, oh my goodness, what would I do? And they can sort of go into restraint and self-protection mode. So hopefully this made a lot of sense to you, and let me know any questions you might have in the comments down below. And thank you so much for watching. Thank you for being here. Please like, share, and subscribe to this channel if you haven't already. And I will see you in the next video.